Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. Hour number one of the nation. It's a special Specs tailgate version of the nation. Specs Wine, Spirits, Finer Foods, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Cheers to savings. General at your service. Let's do this. It's a two-hour Cowboys Monday. Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo have the pregame show coming up at 4 o'clock here with you on The Fan. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, and making his return to the nation is the Woolly Bully himself, Zach Wolchuk. Buddy, it's great to see you. How you holding up? You getting enough sleep?
Fantastic. I'm trying, man. I mean, this baby girl got her father's appetite and gas, that's for sure. She's up every 2 hours and needs a diaper change and is just eating up a storm. So she's healthy. She's beautiful. Mama's doing a great job. But, you know, we're trying. It's an adjustment. It's very different this go around than it was the first time. Because yep. Eliza was premature, so we spent the first 2 months in the NICU going back and forth to the hospital. This time getting to bring Leia home was awesome, but it's also kind of like we're doing this for the first time. So it's been amazing. Thank you for all the love and support from the Tolos, you guys for holding it down. And yeah, she's a beautiful baby girl, happy and healthy.
Man, the social media pictures look amazing.
She's
so
beautiful,
happy
man.
For you. Okay, let's hope we have some social coming out of Las Vegas tonight. Cowboys fans celebrating. They're visiting the Raiders. Kickoff at 7:15. I have some questions about this game for you guys. You ready for them? Will the offense be back after struggling in back-to-back weeks? To what extent? Mm.
Gosh, I hope so. I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to turnovers and penalties that have cost them in a big way. So can you mitigate those? And can the offensive line start to find a little bit of continuity? BB, once again, back now for the second game, and hopefully Tyler Smith and the knee tendonitis. I think that's given him some fits because he doesn't look quite himself. Maybe just a week off there helps him look a little bit better. But it's the penalties, the turnovers, and the offensive line being able to be at least competent. And other than Max Crosby, there's not a ton of guys that you really fear with the Raiders in their pass rush. Broaddus has not given us encouragement that they're going to be able to run the ball overly well. But can Dak, Lamb, Pickens have sort of a vintage game? I think that's absolutely on the table.
I was working with the question Friday, Zach. Why did the Cowboys' offense take a turn for the worse when they got healthy? They get their offensive line back. They get CeeDee Lamb back. And their three highest scoring games in succession were when those guys were out.
It's true. I mean, I think that we always talk about the continuity factor with the offensive line. I do think that probably has a lot to do with it. I think that Eric's right about Tyler Smith not being 100%. And I do wonder about that right tackle spot. Like, and what are they going to do? Is it going to be Terrence Steele? Are they going to rock with him? If he struggles, how quickly do they pull the trigger there? And Nate Thomas goes in. I think a lot of that is you need to figure out what your five is and just roll with that and just go. And to me, I don't know that Terrence Steele has much of a future beyond this year. So I would just pull the trigger and say, let's play Nate Thomas there. And I know that he did give up the pressures in the Cardinals game, but I also think there's something to be said about having a full week of practice and starting. instead of just being thrown to the wolves midway through a football game, and now I got to kind of catch my bearings. So I would just rock with Nate Thomas at right tackle, take the cap savings, nothing against Terrence Steele, been a fantastic run blocker, and tonight that might end up being something where if you need to hit the edge, you get Terrence Steele out in space, that could be very, very important. But I think that I believe in Cooper Beebe. You guys know that. I think Tyler Pooker at times has certainly, maybe it's communication when it comes to passing off blocks. You've seen the rookie lapses, but I think he's been solid. So I think moving forward, they should be a better unit. And Guyton's a guy, it's weird. You watch the game, I'm thinking, man, Guyton was bad today. You go back and watch the All-22, and Tyler Guyton is battling. Is it perfect? No. Does it look ugly at times? Absolutely. But he was so raw as a prospect, I think that you're starting to see signs of growth there to where I'm not throwing the towel out on him either. So I think they just need to play together. And I think you need to figure out a right tackle, make your decision, and move forward for the rest of the season.
I think your mic is off, Brian. There you go. Oh, it's on? We got a hot mic?
Red light.
There he is. Oh.
Is it?
There it is.
We got you.
There it is.
All right, here we are. Yeah, you know what the biggest problem is, though? If Dak Prescott doesn't avoid pressure, you're cooked. That's the issue. This offensive line as a whole, it just hadn't been the right tackle. You know, we do post-game shows where we do the metrics afterwards. It's four pressures here, three pressures here, four pressures here, two pressures there, you know? The one thing that allowed the Cowboys to be able to have success offensively has been your quarterback's ability to make people miss and navigate the pocket. You saw what happened against the Arizona Cardinals. When you look at how they had pressure, it was the quick pressures. But if Dak can't avoid pressures that we've seen from this offensive line as a whole, Dallas's offense doesn't go anywhere.
If he can do that and the line plays well, is he going to feast against these corners? I know you previewed their defense for us last Thursday.
Yeah, they're a team that does not get a lot of pressure other than Max Crosby, but he's had a little bit of a down year for him. The secondary, they're going to play in a lot of – they're going to play you base. They're going to play a lot of zone. They're not going to play a lot of man coverage. That's something that Dak has also – you know, had some opportunities to go against. I mentioned about the defensive line when it comes to the run game. They are one of the top five teams in the league when it comes to defending inside run, and that's where Dallas lives. So can Dallas live in a couple of areas? Can you find a way to maybe get some inside run going, also some edge run, but then can you find a way to keep Max Crosby from killing your quarterback? That's going to be the bigger thing. But they could find ways to throw the ball in the secondary.
This game is about trends. Can you go on the road? Can you break the two-game streak of playing poorly offensively? And then will the Cowboys' defense take a step towards respectability? In two primetime games this year, the Raiders are averaging 8 points and 203 yards. That would be a crisis, I think, if at 10:30 tonight you're looking through the box score and the Raiders have 400 yards of offense and 27 points. Obviously, if they go into the 30s, that would be the first time they'd done that in a couple of years. So I just feel like so much is on the line. But if they do lose these games, like I said in Crosstalk, if they lose tonight, I'm almost more excited about the chances of having a top five or at worst top 10 pick if you lose this game than I would be about their playoff chances. Like, so either way, I'm coming in tomorrow whistling. Dude, there's no hope for going all the way this season. There's only hope for salvaging somehow a playoff appearance and playoff loss. The real gold for the long-term success of this Cowboys team is in losing this evening.
Big picture, sure. I can see that because, there is always a part of me that always feels if you can get in, who knows what can happen? Like, we've seen some kind of magic carpet ride runs where, like, those Giants teams, did we really think that they had a chance to win a Super Bowl?
Just get around the rim.
No. You know, Baltimore with that Flacco year. I mean, yeah, and again, it's like a 0.04% chance. I'm with you. Like, I don't think, but in my heart of, like, I guess that's the fan in me that I can't seem to escape. It's like, if you can get in, you got a chance. Like, that's the beauty of sports. But realistically, you're absolutely right. Like, big picture, it is play for the draft pick.
I mean, I'm willing to eat some crow if they go out and win like 40-6. And what we need to see is Quinnen Williams with a Micah Parsons-like impact.
Yeah.
Like, I'm off the field. You're the worst defense in the NFL. Here I am. We're a top 10 defense in the NFL. Can Quinnen provide that?
I think that Quinn and Williams can do some things inside. This is one of the worst offensive lines you're going to play. So all of a sudden, if you're watching this game and Geno Smith has opportunity to throw the football, and then they're going to run it, you know, or they're going to try and run it with Ashton Jeanty. I mean, we all kind of understand what Ashton Jeanty is as a player. Dallas has got to find a way to affect him, but Geno Smith doesn't throw the ball down the field. They don't protect particularly well. This might be a bad gauge. What this gauge could tell you is, though, did they have any major mistakes? Were they able to get off the field on third down? That's been a big, big problem for them. You know, I don't really look at this offense as one that can challenge you all that much to get that what are we type of picture. But what you don't want to have is huge mistakes down the field. You won't want to have communication problems. And you want to be able to get off the field two or three times more than you have been. If you could see those things, then that's the thing that'll carry you into the Philadelphia game, the Kansas City game, and all that. This Raider offense is really bad, you know. And I don't know if you could get a gauge, but what you could do is show that you're not going to give up big plays, which is something they've done through 11 weeks.
We'll be talking quite a bit about this game, obviously, at 4 o'clock. The Cowboys pregame show is going to get underway. It'll be wall-to-wall coverage all the way until kickoff with a star-studded crew, and looking forward to that. But coming out of the weekend, how'd Saturday afternoon go for your dad? I imagine he must have been on cloud nine after that Aggie comeback.
Well, I didn't know.
No, he didn't know.
No, he just sometimes he goes in and out of the game. So yeah,
I could imagine falling asleep at halftime.
I know one thing. It's funny because I do this podcast with Jeff Kavanaugh, and Jeff, I talked about Texas A&M in this podcast, and like, listen, you need to watch A&M. This is a national championship kind of team, and like they're getting smoked. And Kavanaugh goes, he texts me, goes, well, man, I guess I caught him on a wrong day. Here you are talking about him, da-da-da-da-da. And I go, I've seen this act in South Carolina before. A&M is going to win this football game.
No way.
I told
him. What was the score when you called
30
that?
30-3.
Wow.
I said, A&M is going to win this game. And he's like, well, we'll see. And, you know, sure enough, I've seen South Carolina play football before. You know, they are a very talented team that finds a way to lose games like that. So, but that's credit to Texas A&M, though, too. For the way they were awful in the first half. Defensively, yeah. They were awful. And they gave up some huge plays. Quarterback wasn't settled. But yeah, my 86-year-old dad, you kind of tell him what happened. He's kind of like, oh, well, that's good. It's about time something like, you know. And he really.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Yeah, like, dad, you're about to, like, I'm about to get you a national championship t-shirt, you know, here in a few weeks.
Well, I thought the biggest embarrassment for the early afternoon portion was that trooper. That was trying to fight the South Carolina players, and they were making their way out of the field.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing there?
An embarrassment for the university. He's been relieved of that duty.
Yeah.
Maybe the Department of Public Safety should relieve him as well. I just don't think that's a good look. Like, is that how you do your police work?
I wonder if he's an Aggie grad.
SEC, man, it just means more.
He kind of leaned in, like he leaned in for the contact.
Yeah, it's they step on his foot on the way past him the first time.
He chicken winged that elbow out a little bit.
I don't quite know what's going on.
Initiate the contact.
Yeah. He looked like the drunk guy in college that had been working out and was like strutting through the bar like, I wish somebody would.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on steroids here for 2 months now, and you know, I got something to prove. That was a rough look there for A&M, but an incredible and historic afternoon for them in victory. Are the Chiefs officially toast? They fall to a 5-5 there with the loss to Denver. They're 0-5-1 score games, a complete 80 from last year. I think it was 11-0. They set the record for wins in one score games. Mahomes taking the blame. Couple of missed deep shots with receivers who were open, but this defense just not the same. They aren't running the ball enough, even though they're getting 4.5 an attempt with Kareem Hunt there. You know, nobody else got a carry. So I don't know. It just seems like they got a little bit of an identity crisis going on there in Kansas City. A lot of people are celebrating it's the end with 7 games to go. What do you guys say? Hope for the Chiefs still?
I mean, in terms of being able to make the playoffs, I think your hopes of winning the division are all but gone now. You're like 3.5 games out. If the playoffs start today, you're not even in it. But they still have, I mean, they got Cowboys, they got Texans, Titans, Raiders still on the schedule. The Chargers, I mean, I think they'll be able to probably avenge their week one loss to the Chargers. I mean, all their tough games are at home the rest of the way. Colts, Texans, Chargers, Broncos. those are all home games for them. So I still wouldn't rule them out of being a wild card team and making the postseason.
It just goes to show you how good Denver is playing defense.
They are.
It shows you how good they are covering people. Yeah, their pass rush gets a lot of notoriety. But if you look at the numbers, Rashee Rice, 9 targets, 6 catches, 38 yards. You know, that's they're playing.
That was without Surtain.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Travis Kelce, though, I'm just telling you, man. I mean, he looked like he had kind of a bounce back game for him. But overall, though, that just goes to show you really how good the Broncos are on defense, the way that they were playing yesterday.
Yeah, incredible defense and incredible defense last night for the Eagles. We'll talk a little bit more about them later on. But, you know, about a month or so ago, we acknowledged it looks like we're going to have repeat winners in the division. And, I mean, it's kind of looking like a repeat winner in the NFC. They have got this thing figured out. They made additions. Jalen Phillips is really good. Brandon Graham debuting. But their run defense was just slobber knockers as well. So I hate to admit it, but it looks like Nick Sirianni's got this figured out through toxicity once again.
He does. And yeah, I mean, the NFC, you look at the West, like that's a really good division. That Rams-Seahawks game was a good one yesterday. The Rams, though, did lose to the Eagles, and they lost to them in the playoffs last year. So if they meet again, the Eagles seem to have the Rams' number. Like, I do think the Rams would be the team that can knock them off. Tampa Bay seemed like a team that looked like they were legit in the NFC. They've certainly gone through a gauntlet of a schedule. They're falling off. Green Bay as well. So they are. They're the class of the NFC, even though it looks ugly a lot of the time. And I'm like, how do they keep winning? They seem very beatable. They just find a way to get it done. And for Detroit, I think now the absence of Ben Johnson is really starting to show. You had Dan Campbell take over the play calling. It was good last week. Last night, there were some play calls, especially, I get it, he's the fourth down, I'm going to go for it guy. And stay true to yourself. But some of those play calls, especially when Jared Goff was clearly rattled and not at the height of his powers.
Yeah.
Like, you
got to
just give. Jahmyr Gibbs was unstoppable at times in that game. Feed him. I don't know why they keep going with the crossing patterns, trying to force it to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's getting bracketed. I think there was a lot of questionable play calls offensively for Detroit in that one.
Yeah, they had 39 dropbacks last night, and 10 of those pressures came from your offensive tackles. Taylor Decker was awful in the game, and Penei Sewell gave up some pressures as well. Usually don't get that from Sewell, but Decker, they clearly went after him. They didn't give up the sacks, but man, the pressures were clearly there.
It was nauseating listening to Collinsworth talk about him, and then Saquon Barkley had a run late to seal it, and he's like, well, he's starting to look like the runs from last year when he had a historic season. I'm like, oh, geez, I guess we got to get ready for this and hope for the best for the Cowboys in the meantime. Bears won again, but do not believe in them. It was 19-17 over the Vikings. The stat I have for you, they're the fifth team in the Super Bowl era to have 7-plus wins despite being outscored in the first 10 games. Everybody else that has applied to, it's like, what is it, 4 other teams. They all either lost in the wild card or the divisional round. But salute to Ben Johnson. Therefore, having success in year one, and obviously they rebuilt their offensive line. They, you know, have a decent offense and apparently a decent defense now as well. When they beat the Cowboys, though, I thought that was a massive red flag for how horrible the Cowboys were going to be. And maybe that was true, but it was also a sign that Chicago's significantly better than they've been in recent seasons.
Well, they're doing a good job too with their secondary. You know, since the Cowboy game with you know guys like Nashawn Wright playing at a very very high level. Yeah, got to give a tip of cap the way that those guys have been playing because they've been getting, there've been a lot of targets in these games that they've had. But just for example, I mentioned Nashawn Wright, 8 targets in that game, only 3 receptions there. So, you know, good job by him, but they've done a really good job overall of playing in that secondary.
Al Harris coaching them up.
Cooper Flagg becomes the youngest player ever to have a 20.5 assist, 5 rebound game with no turnovers. The Mavs improved to 4-10 with an overtime win over the Trailblazers last night, and they're right back at it tonight in Minnesota at 7 o'clock. They'll be home to play 3 more at the AAC starting Wednesday night. So there you have it. We're off and running here, an abbreviated G-Bag Nation here, the Specs Tailgate Show, and we got the champ on the other side. Then Wolchuk is back with a top 10. Buddy, where are you taking it?
Oh, it's our favorite topic. It's food, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, National Fast Food Day. What are the top 10 fast food items of 2025 so far? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the nation.
Yeah, buddy, it's the Specs Tailgate Show here in the G-Bag Nation. Pre-game's coming up at 4 o'clock, and this segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Wolchuk's top 10 in just a moment. Let's go into the Pimp Cup.
Yeah.
Lucius, happy Monday.
Yeah, man. Happy Monday, baby. In and out. In and out like a robbery.
That's right.
All right, see. I believe this is day three for this champion audio, but we're not going to do G-Bag of the Day at 5:30 today because it will be the pregame show for the Cowboys. Stick around for that. All right, so last week, the streets needed a body, and Nico Harrison got popped on a Tuesday. Wednesday, we pop in on the show, and Eric Chiafalo had a goodbye letter for Nico, if you will.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
You, Nico Harrison, you didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Yeah. Just ask the Nuggets. Yeah. Luka was our loaf. Home baked, yeast perfected, a once in a millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and 2-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league. Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life. But Nico Harrison, he's both.
Yes, sir. Can't believe, Wolchek, you had to miss the whole reaction.
Man, that was epic.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was absolutely fantastic. Well done. Well done, sir.
People were saying on text it was the greatest rant they'd ever heard here on The Fan.
It's beautiful.
I can't disagree with that.
You left yourself, Nico.
All right, it's time now for Zach's Top 10 at 220. Here he is, your Wooly Bully. He's back.
All right, National Fast Food Day yesterday. I know everybody was partaking in their favorite fast food. I got the top 10 best new food items of 2025 so far. Has anybody even tried any of these? That will be the question. 877-881-1053. It is official, though. Malik Hooker is going to be playing tonight. They've activated him. Johnny Cornelius has been moved to IR in his spot, the rookie offensive tackle. Malik Davis also elevated from the practice squad for tonight. Might not be good news for Jadon Blue, then, to be active. Yeah, that one might not be good for him. So
no surprise the Hooker makes his return in Vegas.
Well played, sir. Well played.
So, try that again, Mr. Broadus.
Hello, hello, okay, hello, sure.
You in?
Hello. All
right. You in? You out?
I'm in now. We're in. Yep.
Lucius, did you see it?
See what?
The Jake Paul fight news?
Yeah, I did see that, man. It's official, bro. Ooh.
Okay. So Anthony Joshua, former heavyweight champ, he's going to fight Jake Paul on December 19th because Gervonta Davis had to pull out. He's got personal issues that are going on. And that fight should never have happened anyway. If you look at the size discrepancy, it's disgusting. Unless there is the part in the contract language, which I do think is possible for Jake Paul fights, where you can't actually hurt him, Anthony Joshua should knock the hell out of
him. Should wash him up and down that ring.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be like the championship round as soon as the darn thing starts. Anthony Joshua is a beast. But at the same time, if Jake can get his hands on that chin, he's got a glass chin, bro. Mm. Joshua's light on the chin side of the game. His jaw is weak. Pause.
And I will say, as much crap as we want to give Jake Paul, he does have a strong punch.
He has a strong punch.
He can knock somebody out.
And shout out to his people again for putting these type of things together.
Yeah.
I hope it's not any fugazi with this situation. I don't think Joshua would do that. I don't think he has fallen down the boxing range so far that he would take a fugazi fight for money.
Nah, I hope not. I certainly hope not. But these are big paydays when the Pauls get involved.
Yeah.
So you never know. But I do think this is the opportunity to maybe see Jake Paul finally get his ass kicked.
Is this a different kind of fight? Like, is it contractually supposed to be more real than his previous fights?
I think it's going to be under the same
it's an actual fight
type of deal as Tyson, right?
They said this was an actual fight, like you know what Tyson's was too. It goes against your record. Okay, hey,
but I mean, then again,
oh God, see,
yeah, that's why I'm not sure with this stuff. Like, anytime Jake Paul's involved and he's got, you know, these slick lawyers that are always, I don't know, there's foolery that goes on with this thing.
Was he in a fight one time where he was getting held up? Like he was.
That was his brother Logan. That was against
brother.
Floyd.
Okay, his brother. His
it
brother.
Did seem like Floyd had pieced up his brother pretty good. That
Tyson
could have
got him pretty good, and every time Tyson could have got him good, he was biting that glove.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that punch right there. Let me slow myself down.
We'll see. I mean, he does have one L. Jake Paul does, and that was to Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's younger brother. So we'll see what happens with the Anthony Joshua deal. The other thing here before we dive into the top 10 list, we've talked about that Waffle House challenge that a lot of people like to do for fantasy football.
Yeah.
Where you've got to basically
a bar.
Okay. You're drinking your way out of this,
you're
right?
You're drinking your way out of this. Guy, actually, it's impressive what he did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So this, like, would this be a challenge we could welcome? And I wonder, Dawson, in your drinking prime, how fast you think you could have gotten yourself
Dawson
out of here?
Oh, Dawson would be out there in 15 minutes.
So you have to spend 24 hours at a bar, and this bar opens at 9 a.m. It closes, or at 9 a.m., yeah, closes at 2 a.m.
It closes at 1. The bar,
thought it closed at 1.
Oh, it's 2.
But it is 2.
All right, here we go.
So he had another hour that he had to actually be in there. But for every beer you drink, you get an hour taken off that 24-hour sentence. So it's basically like, how fast could you just smash 24 beers? A pint of beer.
Yeah. I would think, probably 18 beers in 6 hours would get me out of there. 3 beers an hour, that's a very comfortable pace. And we're fine.
He did that. He was in the shot. If you took a shot, that got more time out.
So, yeah, because of the content.
So he was like 14, 15 beers in, pint glasses.
Yeah.
And then he did like 4 shots.
That's dangerous.
And that got him out of the bar like at 6:30.
Yeah, because I could see myself probably just passing out in this bar.
Sure.
At some point. And maybe that'd be a win for you, unless then now you're getting arrested.
I mean, I could definitely see myself passing out if I mixed in the shots, but I'm trying to have a nice time as well. Like, I'm looking at this like, haha, you thought this was a punishment. I'm going to be hanging out with folks 6 hours just on one. I'm going to forget what I'm even doing here at some point. So yeah.
Making all types of plans. I'll see you Sunday, brother. You okay? Me and you. And you.
We're going fishing.
The guy didn't even sound slurry at all. Like, he was like, number 14, and he was marking him on his arm. Like, yeah, he had a Sharpie.
Tallies.
He was keeping tally.
These can just be your run-of-the-mill, like, 5 percenters.
It was pint glasses. He was saying it was like, it's the New Englander IPA. He was
Captain's Patch, which
is
beer.
He was naming
choice.
The beer, is what he was saying.
You want to stay away from those IPAs. Yeah. But you want this on, like, a Saturday, right?
Oh,
where you
sure.
just got sports all over the place.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
Soaking in the college football
into
the night.
He was bellied up at the bar. No, he was in the Uber at 6:30. He got there at 9 a.m. and was home in Uber at 6:30 in the afternoon.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well done. I think that's a challenge I'd welcome, though. I think that'd be a fun one to do.
I think you should be getting out of there by 3.
Or else you're just kind of a wuss.
I mean, a beer every 20 minutes is not that fast of a pace.
No.
Yeah. I felt like that at that parade. I think that we were on about that pace.
Oh, maybe every Budweiser's? Seven, you're maybe putting those down like water.
Maybe every 7 minutes.
Would you maintain a specific pace? Or would you come out? Okay, so you wouldn't come out of the gate super hot and then start to taper off. You would
just keep bringing them.
3.
Bartender,
three.
Every 20 minutes.
There you go.
Just put one on the deal.
Mm. If we got to slow it down, we will. But I don't think a lot of drinkers would.
Yeah.
Dawson, would you have to eat while you were doing this? Would you like give me a burger and some fries?
I would prefer some cheese curds. Maybe a light breakfast and some snacks.
So you're not eating while you're drinking?
No, I don't want to get bloated.
Some Metamucil fiber thins, maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
In between beers.
All right, let's slide into this top 10. The best new fast food items of 2025 so far. Have you even had any of these? 877-881-1053. Somebody did text in, it's the McRib, and if that doesn't crack the top 5, then your list is invalid. Here's the issue with the McRib. It's seasonal. We get it every year. Yeah. So it's not technically a new menu item.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
Some of these people think they could sneak it by you. Not today.
I'm not going to be leaky. All right? I'm not a leaky goalie. Not today. I got my fastball working. All right? We only got 2 hours, then we're chilling until Cowboys Raiders from Vegas.
Regular season otter. That's what we'll call you.
Regular
no
season
leaks.
Otter.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know about my team tonight. I'm a little nervous.
Al?
I'm a little nervous.
You got a prediction?
I think we beat these Cowboys. Jerry Jones, he's a bum.
Genty, how many tonight?
He calls himself a general manager. Ha. Yeah, I'm a general manager, not him. What an idiot.
I thought he was your guy.
Nah, Jerry. Oh, no.
Ah.
No.
Number 10. Wendy's Thin Mint Frosty.
Thin Mint Frosty.
The Wendy's Thin Mint Frosty.
That sounds damn good, by the way.
I would like going to on the try way home.
On the way home.
Yep.
Yeah. Generally, though, I always wish I'd ordered the chocolate whenever I venture into one of their little specialty Frosties.
Hard to beat.
But
it's tried and true.
But a mint chocolate chip.
Like the Girl Scout cookie?
I'll give it a shot.
They partnered with Girl Scouts.
Let's go.
Yep.
The only thing that could make that better is if Dairy Queen made it as a Blizzard.
Ooh.
And you had the chunks of the cookie in
there. Yeah, that'd be really good. Number 9 is KFC's Nashville Hot Loaded Fries Bowl.
Oh. Is there chicken?
I'm intrigued.
Wait, is there
it's the Nashville
Smoke
Hot Chicken.
And then eat that.
That also has a bed of fries under it, piled with coleslaw, pickles, chicken nuggets, and Nashville hot sauce.
Dawson, you lost him on the, where'd he lose?
Coleslaw and the slaw.
Yeah,
not the pickles. The pickles, you eat pickles, don't you?
No, I don't like pickles.
Okay.
We could do
you like the shape of them.
Can we do a custom order on this, I wonder?
I bet you could. I mean, it's only $5. It's a good deal.
Well, just give me the bucket with the chicken.
Yeah,
that's
can I just get the fries and chicken?
Sir, that would be a number 3.
I like their mashed potatoes and corn and some other good things in there.
Hey, they got some good stuff there. Mm-hmm. Smoothie King. Hearty 8-grain loaded peanut butter toast, Eric Giafalo.
Come on
Smoothie
now.
Smoothie King expert.
Yeah. That is definitely a new item. Wasn't there on the menu whenever I was making those?
Anything but smoothies.
Fred went to the Smoothie King. He said it took like 3 days to get his order. he's out on the Smoothie King now.
Well, it wasn't the one Eric worked at.
Yeah, I was dialed back there, man.
Was Eric like, weren't you cussing at like the people that coming in? And
No. This is a cuss-free environment. I'm way too professional for that.
It was
what
just
I
coworkers.
Would do is I would, if somebody was being a bleep hole, I would just sneak in
a little like grass
scoop of that fiber and just say, enjoy your afternoon,
have
sir.
Have fun, buddy. Have fun. Ooh, Arby's Steak Bites at number one.
Okay, I saw the commercial of these. They're making it look. They're making them look good.
They're seared to perfection.
They really are. I swear they're making them look good.
Okay, can anyone else co-sign this at the Arby's Steak Bites? And they're not on this list that they're actually good.
I love seeing the photos though, and I don't know if they're just bit photos or if they're real. But like every once in a while, I'll open up the timeline and somebody is at an Arby's by themselves with the biggest plate of these steak nuggets that you've ever seen in your life.
Maybe they're delicious.
Like you can get like a 50 count or something.
I want to believe that's real
with the horsey sauce.
I want to believe it.
Real steak.
I want to believe
they're actually good.
I want to believe they're good.
I just don't know how you could make them tender. You know, are they warming them up in a microwave?
Right,
if you're at steak in a microwave, it's terrible.
Are we here Friday? Are we in the studio Friday?
We are.
All right, we're going to try them. I'm bringing them in.
Popeyes. We're at Men's Tea and Grapevine tomorrow.
Men's Tea tomorrow.
Thursday, we're at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie.
You want to come out, see the nation, get your tea levels checked. It's the best place to do it. Popeyes and Hot Ones Smoking Rojo Sandwich comes in next. I believe that's number 7.
What is it?
Popeyes and Hot Ones. They had a collab.
I'm into
chicken
that.
Sandwich. Taco Bell Toasted Cheddar Street Chalupa.
I know you're a chalupa guy, old Chuck.
I do love a good toasted chalupa. This was chicken pack, chicken or steak, onion, cilantro, and chili lime crema sauce inside a chalupa shell with a coating of crispy toasted cheddar cheese.
I was more of a gordita guy myself, but the chalupa is not bad.
Not bad at all, but that cheesy gordita crunch, that is the one seed.
Yeah, there's no question. That's the one right there. Okay, let's see. We've got 432 Arby's Steak Bites are like boiled squirrel ankles.
That's what I thought.
And then the 972 says they're squirrel knees. So we're getting some squirrel updates here in regards to the steak bites.
Nasty, says the 972.
Do we trust the Tolos?
I'm
on
seeing
this one?
Trash, mid, gross, and beef jerky with liquid smoke, terrible.
Okay.
So these are all. I don't think we've gotten a single positive review.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you're going to be out on this one too. The Wendy's Pop Tart Strawberry Frosty Fusion is number 5.
Is it like chunks of?
Yeah,
of
it looks
tart?
Like there's chunks of the strawberry Pop Tart in there, mixed with your choice of the chocolate or vanilla frosty.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Really, I didn't think you liked the Pop Tarts.
I don't like the frosted ones.
Okay,
but maybe you'd like it here. But I like it when you put ice cream between them. I think they're pretty good then.
All right, we got a winner. Number 4 is the McDonald's Snack Wraps. Came back for 2025 again. I'm going to tell you, Ellen, I don't know, because the Snack Wraps have been here before.
Right, it's not new, but maybe
trying to trick us?
I think this one's a trickery.
They were gone for so long that they're counting them as new.
There's probably a whole generation that never had them, so I'm just going to let it go.
Something I had in 1983.
Can't believe this is number 3, but I guess a lot of people love oat milk out there. It's a Starbucks Pecan Oat Milk Cortado.
Oh, the cortados are pretty bomb.
Hot coffee drink mixed with 3 shots of blonde espresso with sweet and nutty pecan syrup, oat milk, and a delightful pecan crunch topping. Oh, number 2, Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club Sando.
Mm. Okay, that's the bun, right?
That's the exact same chicken sandwich. You're just getting the Chick-fil-A pretzel bun.
That might not be bad.
The King's Hawaiian pretzel buns are to die for.
That's right.
But number 1, best fast food menu item circa 2025, the Shake Shack French Onion Soup Burger.
Okay. For $78, you can have this.
Probably pretty expensive, but this thing looks like they're proud
of their prices.
They're
not
skimping on the size here. Oh. But a French Onion Soup Burger, that's interesting. I wonder who thought of that.
Are you dipping it into soup, or is it just it's encapsulated in the flavor?
Something, with the way that they're doing the onions on there.
Caramelized.
Yeah, very much so. Absolutely, they're caramelized. And I think they add some crispy onion, too, for a little crunch.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
It's a special Specs tailgate version of the nation. Specs Wine Spirits Finer Foods, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Cheers to savings, buddies. Looks like Wolchuk's going back-to-back here in his return game. What's coming up next?
Let's test the stamina, boys. Can I do this? Quarterback news. Shut the F up and score a Gami. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll get you the latest on the Cowboys and Mavs, and our Specs tailgate show will roll on with the pregame coming up now in an hour and 13 minutes. Here's Wolchuk.
Do you believe in the Manny Rain? For the first time since gosh knows when, might have been 69, the North Texas Manny Rain are ranked in the AP poll. We've done it. 22 in the latest rankings. We got to wait and see what happens with the college football playoff rankings. But North Texas, in what has been a legendary season, sitting at 9-1, them and Navy in the driver's seat to collide in the American Championship game. And if they win that, then North Texas will be playoff bound. And right now, if you look at the predictions, North Texas could be going to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech in a 12-5 matchup. Now, if Tech wins the Big 12, maybe the committee then props them up into a top four seed. They get a bye, which a projection then would have North Texas probably going to Georgia. That ain't going to be good. Or maybe even Oregon, depending on what happens with the Ducks. But just to have North Texas in this conversation, and do I expect them to probably get absolutely pummeled in a playoff game, even though offensively I think they can hang with anybody. Their offense is awesome. But as we saw against USF at home, my expectations probably pretty low for a playoff victory. But to even be here, to finally be ranked, the job that Coach Eric Morris is doing, and for North Texas and the city of Denton, my alma mater, this is awesome, man. This is really cool.
If you had to take your chances, do you think you can win at Tech or at Georgia?
Oh.
With your current team.
I would take Tech.
Yeah, I'd probably take Tech as well. You're not going into Athens and coming away with a victory.
And Tech's defense might be better, in fairness. But there is something about like the physicality that Georgia plays with. They've also been there, done that. Like for Tech, this would be new for their program, too. They've never been in a playoff either.
Right.
So Georgia, that's a team that's won natties, that's been in the playoff. This would not be anything new to them. For Tech, at least you're kind of both, you know, virgins in this era of college football.
Yeah, I mean, first time in the AP top 25 in 66 years.
Crazy.
First time in the coaches top 25 in 48 years. Woo. So it's been a long time coming here.
Let's go.
Pretty Texas exciting.
Fell down to 17, by the way. Tech moving up to 6. Oklahoma after their big win over the Crimson Tide. Shout out to the Fighting Carter Freemans. They are up to number 8 in the AP poll. But again, college football playoff rankings, really all that matters. And we'll get that, I believe, tomorrow night, right around 7 o'clock.
Tuesday night stuff.
When we get off the air. That'll be fun. Big news and filthy. Lane Johnson suffered a Lisfranc injury. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. It's not expected to be season-ending. So what will happen is they'll probably get him back right in time for the playoffs and go on another great run. But this Eagles team is weird because it used to be, okay, Lane Johnson's out. That's kind of the kiss of death for them. But they're still finding ways to just win. And now you're getting reports, the Jalen Hurts stuff. Wide receivers hate playing with him. He's not wanting to push the ball down the field when it comes to zone coverage. Receivers say they're open, and he's just risk-averse. He's either going to check it down or he's going to run. So that probably goes into what A.J. Brown and his frustrations are. But if you're winning, does it really matter? They're sitting at 8-2. They've been in the Super Bowl 2 out of the last 3 years and won one. I get the criticism of Jalen Hurts. I think there's aspects to his game as well. How awesome is he? But the dude finds ways to win, and he doesn't lose you football games. And part of quarterbacking, there's something to be said about that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about Jalen Hurts. If you're trying to depend on him to win the Super Bowl, I don't think that's going to work out too well for you unless he runs a lot. And maybe last night was sort of the beginning of them leaning back into that a little bit more. And maybe they're going to have to do that a little bit more with Lane Johnson out. But, I mean, to give up 16 points back-to-back weeks against probable playoff teams, it's become really all about their defense and how much they can trust that defense now after giving up quite a few points early in the season. It looked like that had taken a pretty big step back, but it just hasn't, unfortunately. They've rebuilt it again. Howie Roseman, best GM in football, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. I mean, the move for Jalen Phillips, he's been good against the run as well, but the pass rush, Jalen Carter's playing really well right now. Had a big pass breakup yesterday on a big down against the Lions. Rams and Seahawks, that was one of the games of the day yesterday for first place in the NFC West. Darnold, 4 interceptions, but did put his team in position to win the football game. They missed a field goal as time expired. And afterwards, Ernest Jones, linebacker for the Seahawks, he was not having any type of negative energy towards his quarterback.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, or what, man, Sam's been had us in every game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. It's football, man. If he's our quarterback, we got his back, and you got anything to say, quite frankly.
Yeah, everything I'd heard about Sam Darnold from his time back at USC is he was a very easy guy to be teammates with, and all of the players loved how tough he was, how stoic he was in big moments. And now that his play has performed so well, that's how you get somebody to sign off on you as you throw 4 picks in a 1-point
loss.
Yeah,
how many? I mean, to be honest with you, I appreciate his teammates having his back, but the big question going into this one was, who had the better quarterback? And it looked like the Rams. I mean, this guy, you look at, he's like a great regular season player. Then all of a sudden he gets in pressure games. He throws a lot of interceptions. He takes sacks. I mean, he didn't take any sacks. He had a couple sacks yesterday. But overall, the 4 interceptions, are you kidding me? You can't do that in a game.
No.
You know, and it happens to him more often than not. And people, you know, I appreciate his teammates having his back, but man, the questions continue about him.
He's the new Kirk Cousins as far as big game fails.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the 2 big games he had last year in Minnesota, they lose to Detroit, and then they played absolutely terrible. I think it was against the Rams.
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he
got sacked a million times.
Yeah, and in 3 of the 4 interceptions, according to Next Gen, he was under pressure. So clearly, you know, if he's pressured, he's going to turn the football over, and he did. I mean, if he doesn't throw those interceptions, they probably find a way to win that game because their defense played tremendous.
They did. Yeah, they absolutely did. That's what was crazy is with all those turnovers, they're still right there in that game. But yeah, he completed 4 of 14 passes, 3 interceptions on throws 10 or more yards down the field against the Rams. They've been so explosive this year. I think they had one catch of 20 or more yards.
Wow.
Jackson Smith down that left side. That was a
crazy
great snag.
That one-handed snag there. Scorigami, Bills beat the Bucks. You had Alien Josh Allen again. Although, speaking of interceptions, he had one that was really, really bad. But the Bills beat Tampa Bay 44-32. That is the first time in the 106-year history of the National Football League that we got that score. Josh Allen, 6 touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 rushing, 44-32, the 1,095th unique final score in NFL history. In Tampa Bay, all of a sudden you have Carolina a half game back in that division. Like, I do not think Carolina's winning that division, but Tampa's got a tough schedule. I think coming up, I think they're on Monday Night Football. And is it against Detroit? It's another really, really good team.
Rams.
The Rams.
Sunday,
there you go.
Sunday night versus the Rams.
Okay, Sunday night. That's right. Last night they were teasing it on Sunday Night Football. I mean, that's a toughie right there. Tampa Bay has gone through a gauntlet right now, and they're struggling.
Yeah, but they are going to get, like, all their divisional games. Like, 3 weeks in a row, they're going to get Saints, Falcons, Panthers.
Okay. So they can make this right.
That's how you make it right.
Final injury updates for you. No big Penix energy in Atlanta. He's expected to miss the rest of the season. This is the 5th time in the last 8 years Michael Penix Jr. has suffered a season-ending injury. Kirko Chains is going to take his place at starting quarterback for Atlanta.
That's just going to be sad.
Yeah, it's going to be gross to watch.
Drake London banged up, too. Looks like he's going to be out at least 1 week.
I probably should just shut this thing down. Fields also gets benched for Tyrod Taylor.
The crazy part is the Rams have the Falcons' first-round pick.
Oh, wow.
So
wouldn't you? I would love to be
the Rams are in a beautiful spot. Like, they're probably going to be able to. I mean, one, they're like a Super Bowl champion type team, but then they could also end. I mean, the Falcons are 3-7 right now.
Yeah.
This could end up easily being.
It's the 8th overall pick.
Okay, it's the 8th overall pick right now. So this is going to be a top 10 pick for the Rams, who are probably going to be at least hovering around the Super Bowl.
Goodness gracious. That's unbelievable.
Because it goes back to that they wanted Walker and they wanted Pierce. That
they moved up for Pierce.
Yes.
And I thought they gave up a lot at the time to go get him, and that is not. And Raheem Morris, who knows? I mean, I'm sure he's going to be on the hot seat there. Last thing, the Rodgers injury. And Gavin, I'm sure you'll get more updates on that. He's got a broken bone, I believe, in the wrist. He wants to play because they got the Bears next, and he owns the Bears. But it seems like that's probably going to be Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, listening to Dr. David Chow this morning about that, he said it's probably not season ending, and they got to figure out which exact bone is broken and to what extent. But you might remember from a couple of years ago, Aaron Rodgers was selling the con that he was going to come back from 4 months after a torn Achilles. So I think it's on brand for Rodgers to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be back. But it's got to be at least a couple of weeks until the pain dies down and you can take the snap. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what you're seeing with Aaron Rodgers is a guy that's playing quarterback afraid to get hurt. And now we know why. 1 hour down, one to go here. It is the Specs Tailgate Show in the G-Bag Nation. Latest on the Cowboys and the Mavs as we're playing hoop tonight in Minnesota. Cowboys have Monday Night Football against the Raiders. And there's updates on the Luka and Anthony Davis story arcs coming up next here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.